You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, it's your turn to
hit it! Yeehaw!
Hey, hello everybody, it's Dave's Corner Garage coming to you live and clear. Well, somewhat live and somewhat clear.
Yes, well, we're live on the radio and live on Facebook as
That's
well.
That's right. If you go to facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage, you can see what's called behind the mic. In other words, we've got a camera going on in the studio, and no matter what we're doing, we're on the air.
And you've shaved?
Yes. No,
you
I didn't.
Well, you changed your clothes here. That's Walmart special.
I put on a clean shirt and I washed my hair. Both of them.
A new Crown shirt, and we have Trevor Hutchison from Crown.
Trevor's here from Crown, yep. And Mark Silverman is going to call in from The Big Three.
The Big Three.
The Big Three, which is Young Steels Motors, Eastcourt Ford, and Meadowvale Ford. So we're going to be talking about, what are we going to talk about? Recalls. There's a lot of recalls that are coming up right now. Almost, I think, 18, what was it saying here? The new Pacifica from Chrysler's got a recall for steering. Hyundai's recalled 255,000 vehicles for software updates.
You know, my buddy George emailed me, and he said that their Honda is recalling their last recall.
Yeah, the Takata airbags.
I don't get it. Did they put in new airbags, and they don't like the new ones?
I think the word fornication comes into
We're very slow.
Yeah. Well, no, there's apparently the airbags that they put in weren't correct, and they got to replace them. So,
the good news is the snow's finally starting to melt.
Yes.
And it's a great time to rust-proof your car, so perfect timing. We actually do organize some stuff here, Trevor.
No, this seems like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah. Well, it's a machine. I don't know if it's well-oiled.
It should be well-oiled, though, right?
Not going there. Okay, we're going to be right back with Trevor, and we're going to talk about, you know, when they turn a car down. There's a story you told us at the break, which was a lady came in, and the car wasn't good enough to rust-proof. Let's talk about that.
Oh, big shot. It's not good enough.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Take us out, Al.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. If you've got a car care question, especially one for Trevor, or the rest of us who are all men with grease under our nails and lots of experience, we're able to answer those too. And watch Facebook.
Your hair is growing back.
Is it?
This is good.
They're on my back, perhaps.
Maybe.
Not on my head.
Okay, we're moving along here.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We're out of here. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we are live on Facebook. Once again, the address is facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage.
Got it right.
We've got Trevor Hutchison in from Crown, Al Gelman from Glen Allen Motors, fully dressed today because we are on camera, and you have a new T-shirt from Crown.
You know, Steve, we cleaned up the bay, and we put up a red carpet, and you were supposed to come in and get your tires done. You never showed up.
That's very nice.
There you go. Appointment. That's $25. You know, we should actually charge for people to miss appointments.
Well, my dentist does, eh?
Do they?
Well, sure.
Restaurants do.
I don't. Restaurants?
Yeah, they want your Visa number, especially these high-end restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Your dentist charges you? So what happens when he's late?
Their time is more important.
Of course, yes.
Trevor, let's talk about the gal came into your store and the car wasn't good enough to be sprayed.
Yeah, so, you know, many times people come in and so they'll phone up and they'll book an appointment. But a lot of people have questions, especially if they've never had their vehicle sprayed before. So this woman had a Chevy. It was about 6 years old. She showed up for her appointment that she had booked and had booked weeks in advance, but she comes in, and as soon as our shop owner saw the vehicle, you know, he put it up on a lift, wanted to do an inspection, and then came out and talked to her and explained that, you know, he was recommending that she actually get some of the rust that she had externally on her vehicle repaired before getting it sprayed. And so she at first was a little unhappy with that, going, you know, I've booked this appointment, I've set aside the time, which we completely understand. But we were trying to explain to her the fact that it's not in her best interest to get the vehicle sprayed when really what she needs first is body work And then the crown treatment would help her. The fact is as good as our product is, and even the process, it's not going to remove rust that's there. And if she wanted to really keep her vehicle and extend the life, she should go to an auto body professional, get the work done, and then come back to
us. She's made a mistake because she never rust-proofed it from the beginning.
That's right.
That was her mistake, right?
Right. The problem is that the crown can't fix it now.
No.
The whole idea is it protects it from getting worse. As Trevor was saying, you know, if you're concerned that the car should look nice for a long period of time, well, you got to just spend a few bucks and get the body fixed first.
Yeah.
You know, if it's just surface rust.
So the scenario is she leases the car. I'm just saying, yeah. She leases the car. I don't care. It's not my car. And now all of a sudden at the end of the lease, I'm going to buy it. Now you're in trouble because you haven't done it since it was new.
Right. And that is one of the challenges. And in this case with this lady, she actually had purchased dealer rust proofing when she bought the vehicle 6 years ago. So she, you know, now gets to this point, starts to see around her rear fender that she's got an actual perforated hole that's in there. There was a little bit of bubbling under the paint as well. And so now the thing is, you know, you're probably an $800,000 repair, you know, for the work.
That's 800 to 1,000, ladies.
Yeah. So what you're saying is the dealer-supplied rust protection package wasn't such a good deal.
Well, it didn't seem sufficient to look after the issue that was on this.
Some
vehicle.
Of them require that they come back at a certain period of time to have it rechecked, and they don't because they forget, or there's paperwork to fill out, and they don't.
But it is important to come back for resprays or rechecks because Crown does that.
That's right.
You are supposed to come back yearly, correct?
Yeah, and the fact is, if you're looking at maintaining it, that's the idea of doing it regularly at some interval. The other thing too is that when people come in, believe it or not, it probably happens a little more often, is that people will come in and we'll take a look at, you know, maybe brake cables or something where once the vehicle's up in a hoist, because most people never see their vehicle underneath
a hoist of
a car. And you see it and you say, you know what? You really should go to a mechanic to get this look.
Well, actually, I don't know if you saw my Glenn Allen Facebook page, but I put up this week in anticipation of your arrival.
See, there's the voice again.
There you go. We had a Denali, you know, a fancy big van.
Is that your dentist car?
No. Actually, it was kind of old. It happened to be a home renovator guy who had just bought it, and he says, all of a sudden, the brake pedal went to the floor. That was $2,500.
Wow.
Because all the lines were rotten. The lines are parallel to the fuel line, so you've got to change them all because as soon as you touch it, they all fall apart. Owen had to drop the gas tank to get to have access to the fuel lines. So that was really... If you look at it, it's really a waste, eh? I mean, because had the vehicle been sprayed, none of this would have happened.
We had an email come in from Bob up in Thornhill, and he was asking, why is this time the best time of the year to rust-proof your car?
Well, it's really...
Thanks for the email, by the way.
Like, when you look at outside, you know, we're looking out a window right now, but you look at all the snow that's melting, it's starting to warm up, you know, maybe you hear birds outside and people are starting to think, okay, maybe we're done with winter. The fact is that you see the moisture, right? There's water on the streets, you see the dirt and the snow, you see the salt residue that's still there. What's happening now is the moisture is activating it. And when that starts happening, now corrosion will start to occur.
Yeah, because when you see the sidewalks now, when the snow's melting, you see how much salt they put on
blooms.
The roads.
It's like a bloom of salt I've seen.
My boots are like
white.
They're not made for walking anymore.
So it actually, we should discuss that the product actually works because it cuts off the oxygen.
Yeah.
Right? That's how it really works.
Yeah. So it'll take, if you take a piece of metal and you imagine if you had water on it, so imagine the crown product cutting the surface tension of the moisture and it creates a bond to the metal and repels the moisture. And when it does that, it cuts out the oxygen. And if you can do that, you can prevent corrosion from occurring. And what happens is that, you know, if we look on our streets, probably in the municipalities we live in the next week to 3 weeks, the street sweepers will start coming out. They'll want to clean it. And what happens is that dust, all the residue that's there, if you have, like where I live up in Caledon, my front steps, the salt just starts leaching out of my stone steps, right? It just, it comes out and it'll be like that. Like I'll have to clean them a number of times because it continues to happen. So you imagine what that does to
metal. And of course
metal.
He uses the crown.
I'd use salt eliminator on it. Actually, I get my wife. We foam it on and brush it and scrub it off.
Teamwork is good.
I love it.
Well, speaking of salt eliminator, yes, it's a product that you guys use on the car prior to the spray?
Yeah, especially at this time of year. So on the chassis of a vehicle, we'll put it up on the hoist. We'll actually desalt the chassis. Once that's done, then we actually crown
so
it.
So what you're saying is we should actually be doing it now rather than going into the winter.
Yeah.
Right, now's the time to do it.
Now is the best time to do it.
Okay, you hear that music? What do you say, Al?
Well, it means really there's never
what do you say,
bad.
Al? Well, it's a nice day outside.
There's never a bad time, you know, to spray your car.
There isn't.
There you go.
Is there a St. Patrick's Day green spray that you use at all?
There isn't a green spray.
New product, Freeman.
It's coming.
On your way.
All righty. We come back. We got a couple of phone calls. We're going to talk about somebody with an oil change question.
And don't forget, and we are broadcasting live on Facebook. So give us a whatever kind of sign. Just make sure it's legal at facebook.com/DavesCornerGarage.com. And we will be right back. Stick around.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. My name's Dave Renninger, Alan Gelman, and Trevor Hutchison is here from Crown. And we have a Crown complaint. Now, we're an equal opportunity radio show. So
right, and usually people call and they tell us how they love the product, but someone needs a little clarification, perhaps.
Yes. Let's go and we'll talk to, is it John in Brampton? No, it's Gord in Brampton. Gord, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, this is regarding Crown. I have an 05 GMC pickup. And about 3 years ago, the bottom of the pickup or the tailgate started rusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I contacted Crown a few times, and when they got back to me regarding how many times I had it done, I missed about three times, and partly because I have three other vehicles and they were done, and you do have that tendency to somewhat get confused between one vehicle and the other. But when I made a warranty claim, Martin came around, and he looked at the tailgate. It was rusting from the inside out. The paint was blistering. But because I didn't get it done for three times out of the 16, they didn't honor the warranty.
Right. Okay. So Gordon, when Martin talked to you, how long ago was this, would you say?
That was about 6 months ago.
About 6 months ago. Okay. So. You probably, and Martin would have shared this with you, that you actually don't have a warranty, right? Because of missing the application for those 3 years,
mm-hmm.
right? So did he make any kind of a goodwill offer to you? Because it's not uncommon for us that we will help customers out with things. But I can tell you, based on what you shared with me, it's definitely not a warranty issue.
Okay, no, Martin didn't make me a goodwill offer.
You know what I'll do, Gord, for you is I'll get your information from Sebastian and I'll give you a call.
Okay.
And we'll definitely do something to help you out. We appreciate you phoning on that.
Okay.
But as you can appreciate, we've got a warranty for, for reasons, right? And we probably have about 750,000 vehicles on warranties in this country alone, right? So,
I do understand that, but the rest of the vehicle is in good shape.
14
All
years
the
old.
Wells, the wheel wells are, which normally rust, especially on GM pickups, the bottom, the hood, all the brake lines and fuel lines are in good shape.
All right, well, hang on the line. As Trevor said, we're going to get your information. And let's look at it on the positive side. That car is 16 years old. It's still on the road.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's an 05.
Yeah. And it's not uncommon that you'll have, certain areas get more wear on them. Like work trucks, for instance, is an area where tailgates are an issue. But,
what's interesting here is that you'll keep a car that long. Average guy would never keep a car 15 years.
You know what's funny is when we were doing the Windsor study with the University of Windsor, the environmental study, is finding out the average age of vehicles in Canada is 11.2 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised. It was
I'm there.
That high, right?
Jaguar Honda's a 2008 Honda Accord. Touchwood, still going and crowned.
Mine's an 02.
Yeah, but you're a mechanic. I just go to you.
I don't have a car.
Oh. Yeah, but if, you know, yes, I'm a mechanic, but if the car...
You don't have one car, Dave.
No.
You have
if
multiple.
The car would rust away, I'd have nothing to work on. That's, so I did have it sprayed, and it's looking great.
Alrighty. All right, let's go back to the phones.
We're going to go to George, who's in Oakville, who's got a question about oil changes, I think. George?
Hi, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
I got an 02 Taurus SEL that's mint. I crown it, and
right.
It's 166,000 on it, Dave.
All right.
I'm above average. Now, I got an 08 GTCS Mustang. I changed the oil at the end of October. I bring it to my garage. I put my trickle on it, put the air in the tires. And when I take it out next week, I go back and I change the oil. Is that necessary?
Yes, because there's going to be some rust that develops inside the cylinder walls. You know, just like Trevor was talking about, you know, having the metal covered or coated, and that prevents rust. We can't promise that inside the cylinder walls, you know, where the pistons go up and down, those rings specifically, their job is to scrape the oil off the side so you don't burn it. So I would let the car, I would take the car for a run, like you say, but then I would have the oil changed. You got nothing to lose. You know, an oil change is such cheap insurance if you look at the big picture, eh?
Yep.
But it's not cheap anymore. I mean, they're up to $100 now.
Well, but how much is the car worth?
More than $100.
There you go. So that would be my choice. That's what I would suggest. All righty?
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Al, thank you.
Well, I'm Al. I'm the better-looking younger fellow.
You got your name right.
Thank you.
And that's actually, you know, a lot of guys are going to bring their cars out now.
Yep.
Because spring is here. I never put mine away. I just started up in the winter and let it run for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Must run out of gas pretty quickly.
You're lucky it starts, that old piece of junk you got. All right, we got to run. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back with more excitement right after this break.
Welcome back. This is... I only do one thing. Let me just back off, Mr. Walmart. Dave'sCornerGarage.com.
I should buy stock there.
No, you can buy stock everywhere. Buy some new socks. We have Trevor Hutchison in from Crown, along with Al Gelman from Glen Allen Motors. Hi, Mandy. Good morning. You too, Glenn. And
oh, it's Glenn's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Glenn.
Happy birthday.
Can I have my socks back?
buy your brother a drink. Cheapskate. Take him to Center Street Deli.
Guys, okay. All right. We're going to be talking to Mary, who has got a car issue. Mary, good morning.
Hi. Perfect timing. Hi, guys. First of all, where's Trevor from? Which location?
I'm from Crown's head office, Mary.
He's the big shooter, Mary.
Oh, so you don't actually work at a location. All right. Similar to one of the previous callers, I live in Brampton and had a bad experience at Crown a few years ago with a different car. They had oil on the windshield wipers, got all over the windshield. It was a real mess.
They should have cleaned it off.
And usually they gave it a car wash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But shouldn't they be covered?
Yeah, usually we'll wrap the windshield wipers.
Yeah, somebody must have just
maybe they ran out of wrappers.
I know, but
because you normally don't spray that area, but it's more just for the overspray. Because when they open your engine compartment, they'll trim along the firewall, and usually if there's any overspray, that's where it would get on the wiper.
Yep.
So I need to find one that does things a bit better. Okay. So apart from that, should I wash the car first before bringing it in?
If there's mud or dirt in your wheel wells, but I'll tell you right now, like when we get into April, we offer kind of a desalting package at most of our locations. And so they're going to put it up in the hoist and actually clean it underneath for you.
Is that part of the price?
Yeah, that's included in the promotion that goes on in April. So usually it hits right when the winter ends. So you'll see it coming up in a lot of our advertising on our website. And then, of course, you can always call your local Crown location because they're like we put out the promotions on behalf of our dealers. But like with most organizations, the one asterisk is at participating dealers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it's not at all of them. All right.
Yeah. But you know what I'll do for you, Mary, is I'll actually send you a coupon to help you out with that. And then you can use that coupon at any of our locations. You just book your appointment, and they'll look after it for you.
Okay, you're like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
What happens if it rains or snows the same day after the treatment?
Okay. So the nice part of the product is it's designed to displace moisture. So the moisture really isn't the issue. What you identified the first part is that if it was dirty underneath, but if you live in Brampton or Mississauga, some of those areas, it's more of an issue if you live on a rural road up in, you know, Alliston.
Construction.
Right? Because then they actually get dirt or ice that's packed in there. And no, then,
I mean, after the treatment, after you do put on the oil, after the crown experience, and the next driving home, it snows or rains. Does
you'll
that
be fine.
Dilute it?
No, nope. you'll be absolutely fine. Because what the product's designed to do is actually to creep into the seams of the metal and that. And so what it's designed to do is to repel the moisture. And the way you can tell it is if you took a squirt bottle of water in an area you've had it sprayed, if you sprayed it on, you'll see the water bead up. That's actually how you know it's there, because the product's actually translucent itself.
All right, great.
Hey, now don't hang up. Right. We're going to
so
let you
I
go.
I bought the car 1 year ago, March 8th, and I hadn't had it done, so hopefully I haven't let it go too long in waiting the year before doing it.
No, you're in good shape, Mary.
Mary, hold on for a minute. Sebastian's going to take your information, and then we're going to send you out a coupon for what, $50?
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
you're very
so we're going to get you a $50
care,
coupon. All righty, hang on. How can we do that? By the way, I was going to ask you, you've got products other than just Crown Spray. We've got salt eliminator, silicone, which I use a lot.
Yeah. You know what? We actually manufacture almost 40 different products.
Oh, right.
Really?
Yeah.
And every product that we manufacture or that we would sell or distribute through our authorized Crown dealers, we make ourselves, except for one, which is the Brake Clean product. And the reason is that the Brake Clean product is actually a flammable product. So we don't manufacture it, because everything we manufacture inside our facility has to fall under our ISO standards.
I love it.
Yeah.
So things like you were telling me that you go at the home show, you guys are selling leather cleaner.
at the home shows at this time of year, probably for the next 5 weeks, the besides our main rust inhibitor and salt eliminator, the two biggest products that people are always interested in is the leather and vinyl cleaner that you can either use on your car, your dash, or frankly on your furniture at home. Mm-hmm. But it's the spot and stain remover that everybody loves.
Yeah.
Because the spot and stain remover is fantastic. It'll take out stains from cloth seats, from carpets, upholstery.
So I just walk into a dealership and the guy will just sell you off the shelf.
Yeah, it's a ready-to-use bottle. You know, I think they're probably retail normally at about $9.95, but sometimes when you go into some of these shows, you'll get show specials and save the tax, get a couple bucks
off. You know
what's
interesting is that we're going to come into now the season where all our floor mats are white. You don't have to bring around the floor mat from the winter salt and everything else. So that's the salt eliminator. Take that product and soak it up, and it just pulls it out.
It's perfect. Yeah, salt eliminator is probably my favorite product to use, because even though like I've got a vehicle where I've got like the WeatherTech floor mats that are fitted, mm-hmm. I still get moisture underneath them or salt, you know, in a couple areas where it clips in.
Yep.
And so those are the areas where it gets really hard. And if you basically spray the salt eliminator in there, leave it for about a minute, take a firm brush and agitate it, and then damp cloth, it'll take all that salt off without damaging the
car. It's
great
stuff, too, because when you get your car washed at a decent place and they do the inside as well, when they're cleaning out the floor mats, you come back in and it's like they've had a monsoon rainstorm inside your car because everything's soaked.
Yeah, they always just soak it, yeah.
Yeah, so you got to shake your mats.
Shake your... All right.
Al, you can jump in and sing.
We're not going there.
Al's a drummer.
No, I was thinking about Spot and how he left you know, he needs some motor eliminator or, you know, he's left a stain.
All righty. Then the last question we had is from Ron, and he's talking about electric cars.
But we're going to have to take his call right after
the break. Hear that music? How long have you been doing this show?
19 years.
Okay. Read the cue card, Al. Take him out.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We're going to be back with Ron. And his Tesla question.
Oh, no.
Yes.
A new car is on the horizon.
I feel the electricity already. We'll be right back.
Baby, Dave's Corner Garage is where you are. We've got Trevor Hutchison in for the full hour, taking your calls about rustproofing or any other issues that you may have with your car. 22 is our camera with a brand new red sweater. Looks very good on Facebook. And a new white hat, too.
Dave Redinger. You know, I got an email from Doug Ford. Can you believe that?
Not going there.
Hey, Dave. And he's reminding us that drive clean, if your car is coming up for drive clean, April, it's all over. We don't need to have drive clean anymore.
Correct.
So no matter what you're running, it's going to pass and you can license it. So it's a big reminder that it's dead. It was a cash grab and he got rid of it. And by the way, click to donate a dollar if you're with me.
I don't agree with him.
What, the drive clean?
Yeah, I thought the drive clean, I mean, because there's nothing that forces anybody to get their car maintained.
That's true.
All right. And, you know, if that light is on or if the light's even flashing, your car is a gross polluter.
But how many cars pass? I mean, everything passes.
Sure, I understand 90% of the cars pass.
Yeah.
But 10% of the cars are making 90% of the pollution.
So you're after that 10%?
I'm after that 10%.
I think.
Well, if you look at the average age of the cars you were talking about, you know, 2008, you know, the carbon footprint is a big deal.
I'm surprised how much they're actually worth.
I mean, I'm not sending you a dollar.
All right. It says, and you know, when you go to the site, you can't get a dollar one. It starts at 25.
I can send you a Bitcoin.
Okay. We're going to talk with Ron about electric vehicles. And Tesla actually announced a new Y model, which is a two-door hatchback, whatever they built there.
Hello.
Hey, Ron. What's your question?
Okay, first of all, I'm the guy that came up with the Crown slogan, if it ain't dripping, it ain't working.
Thank you, Ron.
We'll send you a dollar.
Okay, second thing regarding Mary, I've been getting cars crowned since 96. I've never had that issue, at least in Guelph, with the crown on the window. So they must be doing a better job in Guelph. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was in Chicago last week at a huge Tesla dealership, and one of the salesmen says, I'm not sure. The manager came out, and he says, nope. He says, don't put any rust-proofing, not needed, don't need it at all on Tesla. Don't know about the other electric vehicles. What's your take on that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. On a lot of the Tesla forums, everybody that's in one of the 26 northeastern states is actually asking that's purchasing the 3 model about doing rust protection.
Is that right?
Yeah, because what they're concerned about is that only part of the vehicle's aluminum, right? And so they've got aluminum on the floor pan, but all aluminum will still oxidize. And what they're concerned about are the chlorides. And so they've been going back to their dealerships, to Tesla, and they're actually looking for answers on this. And I think you'll see that, like most of the other vehicle manufacturers specifically, that they will come out with northeastern policies or regional policies based on environmental conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not there right now, but I would expect that you'll see it, because manufacturers in the automotive, trucking, bus industry have all done that. And they've sectioned it off specifically with states and provinces that use salt or chlorides on the road.
Well, question, by law now, the manufacturer has to provide a 5-year perforation warranty?
Yep.
Can the crown affect that?
No. No, it can't affect the perforation warranty. What the manufacturers can legally say prohibit it or void their warranty is against workmanship. So if somebody puts add-ons to their vehicle, or they bolt into the frame, or they cut into the vehicle,
right,
unless they have specific manufacturer authorization, that's where the issue is.
How's the history of Tesla? I mean, it's been out there for a little bit, 5 years at least. What have you been hearing?
You know what? In terms of rust, I can't tell you.
Rust, but in performance
I don't know. It's funny because, again, we service regular cars, so I have not actually seen
it. The only complaints I've heard were that you can't get in for service. I mean, you're booked months in advance, and there's just nobody around to do it. So there's one service facility, I think, in Scarborough for them.
As a matter of fact, and they just announced that they want to not have dealerships because you can just buy the car online.
Yeah, they're backing away from that, though.
So what's going to happen when someone's car breaks?
And that's just it. It's this is the new, everything's online.
So you're stuck in a pothole at Gardner and Lakeshore. What am I going to do? I'm going to go online and they'll help me out. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Now, coming up next, we're going to have Mark Silverman on.
Yes.
With us from the Big Three, Young Steels Auto Group. He's Ford
of spring,
and Meadowvale.
Yes.
And he's got... You can ask a bunch of stuff, and we want to take your calls because he's got some great answers for you about getting your car ready for spring and some recalls as well. So stick around. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Dave's Corner Garage is where you are, and we've got lots of calls to get to.
Yes.
But first we have from the Big Three Auto Group,
Mark Silverman.
Mark Silverman. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Good. Hyundai Canada has got 255,000 vehicles for recalls on software updates because the engines apparently stall out. Honda Canada is recalling Takata airbags. Chrysler is recalling 103,000 vehicles because they don't meet emissions. Let's talk about recalls.
Recalls, the old dreaded recall.
Yeah.
Well, first off, recalls are not such a bad thing. It's actually a good thing for consumers. Recalls are actually issued through three different places. The Ministry of Transport does some investigations on certain things, and they may issue a recall. Consumer protection groups may issue a recall, and the manufacturer may issue a recall. Usually the manufacturer's recalls are a lot of software updates, maybe minor stuff. Ministry recalls would be a safety recall.
Mm-hmm.
They would have an S in the number of the recall, and that would indicate that there's a safety concern and you should see your dealer. However, recalls, they're on every vehicle out there, and they're to enhance the ability and the longevity of the vehicle based on somebody found that something wasn't just right.
Mark, how do you feel about recalls when they come back in? You know, it's a way to reacquaint yourself with your clients.
Well, that for sure, it builds a relationship with the client. But at the same time, some of the recalls do not provide for alternate transportation, so it's a little bit frustrating for the customers. They have to leave the vehicle, and they don't get another vehicle to leave with. However, here at the Big Three, we do it a little different. We make sure that you leave here with a vehicle. And the inconvenience factor is as little as possible.
Are people resistant to doing recalls?
Of course. Everybody thinks that a recall is a bad thing.
Why is that?
Well, listen, they're calling back a product that you bought, and all of a sudden they want to fix it.
Yeah, but it's an update.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, but they're going to fix it. I mean, you know, in the old days, we all know, especially the guys in the car repair business, is that because people couldn't communicate with each other, you know, there were common problems that were just called isolated incidents. But you can't do that anymore because of the internet.
For sure. And, you know, a lot of stuff on the internet, if you're reading anything about vehicles on the internet, the OEM sites are the best.
Mm-hmm.
The other sites that, the forums that people put together to complain that there's an issue, those are not necessarily all accurate information.
Mm-hmm.
But recalls on the whole, it's not such a bad thing. You come back to the dealer, as well as when you do business with the dealer,
mm-hmm.
We always check to see if there's any outstanding recalls. You could be a subsequent owner of a vehicle and not been notified.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So every time your vehicle comes in, we run it, we run the VIN, and we make sure that the recalls are up to date. And that would probably go with all manufacturers. It's an important thing.
It's interesting because what you just said now, we had a Jeep that went in for a recall and ended up with an oil cooler that was defective, never knew it. They just went ahead and changed it on their own.
I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah. That's right, you were driving
it. I was
it.
Driving it. I hit a bump. That's one little bump.
And so
there's also recalls that the manufacturer decides they want to change some of the software information in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily that it's broke. They've come up with a new engineering factor or something, and they want to go in and change the software. So it's not something that's urgent. It's something that when you get to the dealer, they'll automatically do. So those kind of recalls are pretty, they're always out there. As well as in my career, I don't think I've ever seen a recall that was immediate, that you absolutely had to go back to the dealer at that moment to get the car fixed.
So what's the best way to do it? We call up and we say, listen, I've got a recall. When can you take me in?
Yeah, it's always best to call the dealer because some of the recalls that are issued, they're issued before there's even any parts available.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So when you get a notice, you got to go to the dealer. Parts could be 6 months down the road before you're going to see them. So it's always best to contact the dealer and find out, just do some inquiry. But I don't think that, like I say, that there's any urgency on any of the recalls that we have out there right now because there's a few of them, there's just no parts for.
Mark, how do the people get in touch with you?
How can they get in touch with me? You can reach me at youngsteelsfordlincoln.com, Mark at youngsteelsfordlincoln.com, and my phone number, 905-889-7343.
7343, got it. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, appreciate it. Have
okay.
A nice day, guys.
Mark Silverman has been a service manager there longer than I can remember.
Okay, we got a bunch of calls to get to before the hour is up, so stick around. We've got Trevor Hutchinson in from Crown, and we'll be with him till the rest of the show, till the top of the hour. So stick around. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Dave's Corner Garage is where you are. A bunch of calls to get to, so over to you, Dave.
Yeah, let's go to line two, and we're going to talk to Joan, who's got a question about a new car.
Joan, what can we do for you?
Oh, yes. We have a new 2019 vehicle, and we only have 200 kilometers on it. When should we have it crowned?
Mm. Oh, Joan, you got to get it done right now. 200 kilometers, that's it, eh?
That's it, because we just, took delivery, from the dealership and brought it home, and it's been in the garage.
Oh, that's beautiful. What area do you live in, Joan?
We live in Brantford.
In Brantford. Okay. So, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you out because you probably paid enough money for your vehicle. So
you won't believe it.
So we're going to send you a coupon that's going to help you out on the price of this, and you can make your appointment, call into the shop in Brantford, and they'll be happy to look after you.
Oh, gee, that would be great. Really appreciate that.
All right. So don't hang up.
Thanks for calling.
Sebastian's going to take your information.
Okay.
So that we can get in touch.
Thank you very much.
Okay, love.
I just want to ask you quickly. You mentioned that
I bought a new car. Can I get something?
For you, of course, Steve.
Okay, thank you.
Anything you want.
There are some vehicles that don't get sprayed.
There are. Yeah. I mean, there's vehicles that are in too rough a condition.
Okay.
That don't get sprayed. Sometimes people that don't intend that may lease a vehicle
don't intend
to keep it, and they're on a very short-term lease.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're on a, 24-month lease, that they're just flipping it over and they're not, in a situation where they're really worried about their vehicle condition buyback because they've purchased the insurance on it.
But I've often seen on an ad where someone's talking about all the options it has, and they're proud to say, I've had it crowned.
Yeah.
Well, I see at the auto auction, if a car's got the holes in it, then the plugs brings more money.
Yeah. A lot of times we do a lot of work for, say, landscapers or that. And when they, after 10, 12 years and they're getting rid of their vans and they go to auction, is a lot of times they'll end up getting $800, $1,000, $1,200 more for their vans because they're properly maintained.
Because they're plugs, yeah. Let's talk about... Jeremy, from Port Colborne. Jeremy, good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
I have a 2001 Buick in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
Back in December, I got it crowned here in Port Colborne.
Mm-hmm.
Did a good job. Now, it's coming up April, and you're saying that it should do it again?
No. No, if you got it done, then it's just a lot of times people ask us what the best time of year to do it is.
Yes.
And we'll tell them it's the spring because of the moisture content and that's when all the salt residue's sitting there, right? But as long as you do the maintenance once a year,
right,
you're going to be well protected, Jeremy.
Jeremy, that's car's 19 years old.
Yes.
How's it run?
It runs very good.
Fascinating.
It was kept well when it was younger. I bought it used, but it was kept well. But it's in good shape, and I thought, well, the way to keep it longer is to crown it, right?
Yeah. It's amazing to me that you would keep a car that long.
Well, I'm retired, and I don't use the car as much now as I would have.
As you used to.
Yes.
Amazing.
Another question you were talking about earlier was about the salt, getting the salt into the carpets. You got something special at?
Yeah, you can go into your local Crown dealer there in Port Colborne and get a product called Salt Eliminator. It's in an aerosol can. It's about $12.95. And if you spray it onto your carpets and that, it's great for removing salt stains safely.
Yeah.
Okay, you spray it, you let it sit for a little while, you brush it, and it just the stuff just goes.
I like to see he's doing it like he's on TV.
Well, he is.
His hands, his
gestures are magnificent.
People talk with their hands even on
the phone.
I felt
like that. I could actually feel you spraying like that.
Because we're on Facebook right now.
Is it?
Already.
Don't forget.
Good stuff.
All right, now, and you can use that same stuff on your boots and on your clothes.
We use it on anything, like anything we say, test it on an area, like if you're using, say, on suede boots,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the idea is what it's trying to do is to just break the bond of the salt to the material that it's on, right? So if you, for instance, scrub too hard or something, you will damage the suede just from the action of scrubbing it.
Right.
But if you use it like it's intended to use and mix it with a little bit of water, it'll separate it.
Do you know what I found out? Like if you're buying good clothes, not the ones that Steve buys, but you
Whoa,
get
nice.
A little...
Hang on, let's get that bus to back up over
Hold
me
on.
Again.
You get a
Look
little
who's
piece
talking,
of cloth,
Walmart.
You get a little piece of cloth and you get a button. And I always wondered, why did you get a little piece of cloth and a button? The idea was you're supposed to wash that cloth and button to see if it actually gets damaged in the process. And if it doesn't, then you can wash your clothes.
I thought it was a button to replace the one that falls off.
But it always falls off.
That's why they give it to you.
Did you Google that, or did you just pull it out of your muffler?
It was one of those facts. A little worth and less consequence.
So anytime Mark Silverman, see a button now, it's going to be terrible.
Oh, God.
I want to thank Trevor, of course, for coming down from Crown Rust.
Yeah.
I want to thank Mark from the Big Three.
Big Three.
So if you've got a recall on a Ford or Lincoln product, go to them. They will give you a car to use.
You know what? Anybody with a Ford Promo, I will send them to Mark, and it seems to get resolved.
Yeah, perfect.
So the guy really does take care of you.
The Lincolns there are gorgeous, too.
Yeah, Barb.
Beautiful to drive. Well, get her one. Yeah. Forget your buttons and go buy her a car.
There you go. Button. Who's got the button? Thank you very much, Trevor.
You're very welcome,
Steve,
gentlemen.
And nothing happens without Sebastian behind the board. Remember to keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down, and we'll see you next week right here.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.